This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Keralam, the new UDF ministry headed by senior Congress leader V.D. Satheeshan was sworn in today at Thiruvananthapuram. Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar administered the oath to the new ministers. Former opposition leader and former KPCC President Ramesh Chinnathala, present KPCC President Sonny Joseph, former KPCC President K. Muralidharan and IUML leader P.K. Kunhalikutty are among the senior leaders in the new ministry. Swearing-in ceremony of the 21-member ministry is continuing at Thiruvananthapuram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Swedish counterpart Ulf Kristersson in Gothenburg last night. Prime Minister Modi was awarded Sweden's highest honour, the Royal Order of the Polar Star Degree Commander Grand Cross, in recognition of his exceptional contributions to bilateral ties. This is Prime Minister Modi's 31st international honour. During the delegation-level talks, the two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of India-Sweden relations and agreed to elevate the bilateral relationship to a strategic partnership, marking a major milestone in the relationship. The two leaders also agreed to identify new opportunities in the spirit of the India-EU strategic partnership and recently concluded India-EU FTA for the benefit of their people. Prime Minister Modi has invited Swedish companies to enhance their presence in India under initiatives such as Make in India, National Green Hydrogen Mission and National Critical Mineral Mission. During an interaction with select Swedish CEOs in Gothenburg, Mr. Modi mentioned about strong domestic demand, digital public infrastructure, manufacturing expansion and next-generation infrastructure development in India.
Vodafone, Ericsson, Nokia, ओरांज जैसी कंपनियों का भारत में विशाल अनुभव है. भारत 5G से 6G ट्रांजिशन, AI एनेबल्ड नेटवर्क्स, सिक्योर कनेक्टिविटी और डिजिटल इंक्लूजन में बड़ा पार्टनर बन सकता है.
In the fourth leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will reach Norway today for the third Indian-Nordic summit and bilateral engagements. This will be the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to Norway and the first prime ministerial visit from India to Norway in 43 years. In Uttar Pradesh, 9 people were killed in a road accident in Lakhimpur Khiri district this morning. A speeding truck collided head-on with a magic vehicle coming from the opposite direction. The accident took place near Adlispur village on the Pilibhit Basti Highway, 40 km from the district headquarters. Police reached the spot and shifted one injured person to a nearby hospital. The truck driver fled the scene after the incident. Bharatiya Janata Party has won all the 5 assembly seats of Darjeeling district and the lone seat of Kalimpong district of West Bengal. The party has held victory rally at Matigara Naxalbari yesterday. The state newly elected speaker of 18th Assembly, Mr. Ratindra Bose, was accorded a grand welcome yesterday at Cooch Bihar after returning from Kolkata. The Election Commission has announced the schedule for the biennial elections to 16 seats of Maharashtra Legislative Council. The notification will be issued on the 25th of this month and the polling will be held on 18th of June. The counting of votes will take place on 22nd of June. The Model Code of Conduct has come into force with immediate effect in the concerned constituencies. In a landmark decision, Suvendu Adhikari-led BJP government in West Bengal has raised the upper age limit for entry into state government jobs. The upper age limit for recruitment to Group A posts has now been set at 41 years. For Group B posts, the limit has been raised to 44 years. And for Group C and Group D posts, the maximum age is now 45 years. The government clarified that where higher age limits are already in place, the existing rules will continue. Benchmark domestic indices Sensex and Nifty tumbled in early trade today amid surging oil prices, weak global market trends after fresh escalation in tensions in West Asia. Sensex tanked 833 points to 74,405 in early trade. Nifty dropped 234 points to 23,402. In tennis, Jannik Sinner won the Italian Open title in Rome after defeating Casper Ruud of Norway 6-4, 6-4 in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.